Okay, our friends. Do you know that bees love to come out in springtime? Do you want to hear about it? We've been learning about the life cycle of things, right? We learned about a tree through the acorn, and we learned about the butterflies through the caterpillars. So today, let's learn about the bees. Today's story was written by Wednesday Jones, and it's illustrated by Grisella Bohorquez. And it's read today by Mommy and
P.D. Bueno.
P.D. Bueno. Pretty darn good.
You can call me. You can call me Dr. Bueno.
Dr. Bueno, Mr. Dr. Good. I love that. I will call
Or
you
Dr. PH.
or PhD.
Or Dr. PH.
I love that. I'm so happy that you're with us, sir. This is a scientific discovery we've got going on here, so brace yourself. Are you ready?
Yes.
Then let's do it. I started as a cozy little egg, laid in a cozy bed. My mommy was the big queen bee.
"Hatch soon, my dears,"
she said. I hatched into a little grub, crawling on the floor. My hive mates fed me honey, so I grew more and more. Boy, it's a tiny looking little creature, isn't it? This little grub, right? Not that doesn't look like a bee at all. Let's see what happens. Then I made a pupa where I could snooze and snore. When I woke up, I was a bee, ready to explore.
Whoa. That bee really grew, didn't it?
Bees are very tidy, and the hives stay very clean. So before I left, I did my best to make my old home gleam.
What does it mean to gleam? It means to shine and sparkle. You're a doctor, I thought you might know.
I stretched one wing, I stretched the other. I did a little wiggle. I shook my legs and danced about, and then I began to giggle. I'm a very different bee. I gave a joyful cry. "Come on," my friends called out to me. "It's time for you to fly."
Whoa, so we can see that the bee's been inside the hive the whole time, right? Everything's been bright yellow. But you can also see out through the hive entrance, there's the blue sky and the green trees outside.
I found it very hard at first. My wings felt very sore. But as I kept on practicing, I found I could do more. I zipped off through the flowers, playing chase and having fun. But far too soon, the sunlight dimmed. Our flying time was done. I saw a pretty flower and I dived on it with glee. Look at all that lovely pollen waiting just for me. I'd watched the other bees at work, so I knew what to do. I drank my fill of nectar and I gathered pollen too.
And in the picture, we can see that the bee is, what's it doing?
Gathering pollen on his feet.
It's got its legs and it's just dipping them in the pollen, and the pollen is crusted all over the legs of the bee.
Carrying my heavy load, I went back to the hive. I gave the pollen to the workers waiting just inside. With the pollen stored away, I took a look around and came back to the nursery, full of life and sound. Baby bees were everywhere, stretching legs and shaking wings. Seeing babies learn to fly is such a lovely thing.
And there are sure a lot of them, aren't they? Do you know bees are very important for us because without them we don't have honey, do we? And how delicious is honey?
Really delicious.
I know. You know, a lot of doctors will put medicine in honey. to make it easier to swallow and make it taste better. Honey is a very important thing for us.
Then some workers called to me, "Hey, quick, come and see." A cell was breaking open and out crawled a little bee.
Because guess what? There's more of them. Now, queen bees lay eggs in the cells of a beehive. And then a few days later, a little grub hatches out of the egg. And then worker bees feed the grub honey and pollen to help it grow. And after about a week, the workers put a cozy lid on top of the cell, and the grub inside starts to change into an adult or a pupate. And then about 10 days later, the new little bee is ready to chew its way out of the cell. And it cleans the cell before it goes, leaving it all ready for a new egg to be laid. New bees learn how to fly very quickly because they copy other bees. And once it can fly, a little bee buzzes from flower to flower, drinking nectar and carrying pollen back to the worker bees inside the hive, who store it ready to make honey to feed the colony. And everybody gets fed and everybody enjoys their honey. And they often make so much of it that we humans can also enjoy their hard work by enjoying some honey ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that is a very cool thing. And it's also why it's very important to not hurt the bees. Because without them, how are we ever going to have honey? Mm-hmm. Exactly. And all of that is to say,
scientists can try to test contaminations to try to make bees, but that won't outnumber bees.
Yeah, we can't make bees in a laboratory. We have to have nature make the bees, right? So do your part to take care of nature. Keep the bees happy and healthy. And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.